According to CDC data, COVID-19 hospitalizations were at their highest level in 3 months. More than 35,000 patients are being treated. Meanwhile, more than 20,000 people were hospitalized for the flu over Thanksgiving week. That's almost double the previous week's count. The CDC says children under 5, pregnant women, people with underlying health conditions, and seniors are the most at risk from these diseases. Rochelle P. Walensky is director of the Centers for Disease Control and Prevention, or CDC. She said the CDC is seeing lower rates of vaccination compared to this time last year. She said the holidays are an especially risky time for the spread of viruses.
In the past week, we have started to see the unfortunate and expected rise of COVID-19 cases and hospitalizations nationally after the Thanksgiving holiday. This rise in cases and hospitalizations is especially worrisome as we move into the winter months when more people are assembling indoors with less ventilation, and as we approach the holiday season where many are gathering with loved ones across multiple generations.
Walensky urged people to get caught up on their vaccinations. She said vaccines lower the risk of infection and reduce the risk of severe illnesses and death. She also recommended people cover their coughs and sneezes, avoid sick people, and stay home if you get sick. Other everyday preventions include washing your hands and improving ventilation in your home and workplaces. The CDC continues to recommend masking for anyone traveling on public transportation. The CDC also recommends people talk to their healthcare providers. Dr. Sandra Freyhofer is board chair of the American Medical Association. She said over the last few years, COVID prevention measures helped prevent the spread of the flu and other respiratory infections. But she said that is no longer the case, and flu shots are again highly recommended.
This year, all flu vaccinations are quadrivalent, meaning they cover 4 strains of flu, 2 flu A's and 2 flu B's. And different flu strains can circulate within the same flu season. Right now, we're seeing outbreaks of influenza type A. And the only thing worse than getting flu once in a season is getting it again, and you can. So even if you've already had flu this season, you should still get vaccinated once you recover from the acute illness to keep you from getting it again with a different flu strain.
Health officials say vaccines are crucial in the fight for health this holiday season and say anyone 6 months and older is eligible for vaccination. For KPFA News, I'm Pamela Strada.